Blog Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man, I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man, returning to the things the land, who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born, and destinies reached, and histories made. It seems we've come to a crossroads, all our standards are compromised. I pray that our Lady Liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am an American man,
America. President Trump established Space Force, which was great, yes, but I also love Father Richard Hilleman's Grace Force. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Our Lady of America, you ask that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity. and that your children in America be the children of your Immaculate Heart. Please intercede for us that we may be granted this grace and morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. And I am reminded, John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That is something that we don't remember, but we need to remember that without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. The Catholic Church dedicates the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That is, I love it. Since the 16th century, Catholic piety has assigned entire months to special devotions. Like I just said, the month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary. And I'm thinking about that, and it says very early on in Luke how Mary observed all these things in her heart. And that's good for us also, to observe all these things in our hearts. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph, the Heart of the Holy Family. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound in its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage of our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love. As Pope Paul VI said, may the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love towards God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the holy sacraments, by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the divine majesty. Lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds of brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, which, taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly treasure. New Eve, immaculate soul, spirit, and body, created of the godly seed by the Spirit of God, you are the spiritual mother of mankind. This litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. Let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, Throne of Glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, Holocaust of Divine Love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, Comfort of the Afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, Hope of the Agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, Seat of Mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and for the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin Mary may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And benefits of honoring the Immaculate Heart of Mary. 1. Salvation of our own soul. Our Lady said, to all those who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion practiced with a good heart is then enough to procure infallibly for us the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction. To all who I promise heaven for eternity, for 5 Holy Communions. And ladies and gentlemen, I can't help but say this, but for all of those who follow deeper truth and now who join us in following with Grace Force, this should be the way. This should be very important to the salvation of sinners. So numerous are the souls which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me, that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourselves for this intention and pray. Hence, deeper truth, and hence, Grace Force. Our Lady to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, June 13, 1929. In consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This wrote Sister Lucy in a letter of May 1930. And how many of us have family members who have abandoned the Catholic faith that place those thorns into the hearts of Jesus and Mary? How do we remove them? Pray, pray, pray. And this other piece right here, peace in the world. And Our Lady says this, whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion. You're hearing it, anybody hearing out there, you know, deeper truth and Grace Force? You hearing this? Along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this is why I desire its propagation so ardently, because this is also the will of our divine, our will of our dear Mother in Heaven. Sister Lucy, March 19th, 1939. And the promise made to by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the 5 first Saturdays. was fulfilled on December 10, 1925. Lucia was then a proselyte, sister in the Dorothean convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. This is Jesus, the child Jesus, saying this. Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her. Then Our Lady then addressed Lucia as follows. Behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes, meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary, with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. So that is 1, confession; 2, receive Holy Communion; 3, devout recitation of the Rosary with meditation, and with the intention of making reparation. And we dedicate. We want to make these dedications. We pray for Christian families around the world. May they embody and experience unconditional love and advance in holiness in their daily lives, raising their children in the holy faith. We dedicate this novena for all the bishops, priests, deacons, religious, for their continued mission to reach the world for you, Jesus. We pray for the conversion of all of our political figures in government, that they will honor religious freedom and protect life. We pray for all of our first responders, police officers, EMT medics, paraprofessionals. We pray for our doctors and nurses, medical professionals, that they defend life. We pray for our military, those who are deployed around the world. We pray for the poor souls of purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. I dedicate this novena for my wife and family members, and I invite those of deeper truth and grace force to do the same. I pray for my healing as well as my wife's healing. We pray for this upcoming year, RCIA candidates and catechumens preparing for the next Easter vigil. And we dedicate this novena for America to turn from the paganism and evil hedonism it has been heading towards. And we pray for children, runaways, to return safely home. We do pray for all of these things. Lord, we entrust our nation into your most capable hands. We pray for our government leaders that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. And just to give you an example, just yesterday, August 8th, the FBI invaded the home. They raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. That should put chills down everybody. The far left is trying to prevent President Trump of running for president in 2024. Also, they do not want to lose the House of Representatives and the Senate. It is important that Americans do not lose heart So what this is by the far left, this is a show, this is about power against America first, America first. So this novena is very important to pray for America. So we pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts. Our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country, that all our country has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all our love. We offer to you this novena we have made as Americans. We ask that you hear us, and through the fathomless mercy, convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. And Jesus said to people he was talking to, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said, I am. And so, as deeper truth and great force, we seek the great I am.
Yeah.
May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions in this novena. Most holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the hearts of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness into every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against his or her free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled upon under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. I dedicate these for deeper truth and also grace force. What a very important cause. We pray this novena for America. And it's important that we do so. It's important that we walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
Because of the threat of the Warsaw Pact, Soviet Union, Albania, Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, Hungary, Poland, and at the time, Romania, NATO drafted in 1967 a major exercise called Reforger. This training event was to show NATO's ability to deploy to West Germany against any threat as a result of the Cold War. Along with the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom were large contributors and participants in Reforger. In 1968, President Lyndon Johnson planned to withdraw two divisions from the European Theater of Operations. Reforger became the annual means to show the United States' commitment to defend Europe. In 1986, I received orders to PCS, permanent change of station, to Germany, and that's when I became a part of this Defense of Europe campaign. I participated in the Reforger exercise in 1987 and 1988. I was stationed in Schweinfurt, Germany, between October 1986 through October 1989. I actually left Germany and returned to the United States about a month before the Berlin Wall was to fall. I love Germany. It has a rich history, a strong Christian foundation. You can drive the Autobahn and the countryside and find crucifixes, statues in the middle of the field or at some intersection at any street. It is an awesome place to spend a tour of duty. I was attached with a support unit, and I was a squad leader of the track pack. At the time, I was in really good shape. I would do about 20 chin-ups every morning just because I could. I would always max my PT tests in the 19-21-year-old age group. Not bad for an over 30 guy, huh? I worked hard to improve the readiness and proficiency of the track pack. I had recently been promoted to sergeant, and I was solidly in charge of the track pack in the platoon, ambulance platoon. In those days, it was always a chore putting up camo net, oh boy, as it would always get hung up on the track. There were a million places on the track that always would tangle up. The crew usually would be a two-man team consisting of a driver and a TC, troop commander, someone who would keep an eye out for the driver. It was always demanding, especially when you had to break track. That was always hard work, and you have to watch what you're doing. It was Reforger 1988. It was cold and wet. I was in command of a 113 track vehicle deployed at the command post, CP, where we had a casualty collection point. I was responsible for taking casualties to the next, to the rear for higher care, and it was my job to plot the map with planned routes to evacuate casualties. It was a cold, hard winter this year, and the roads had snow and ice on the roads. We had orders to move our track through a village transporting a fake casualty to a prescribed place for medical support. I was troop commander, the TC of our track, and was sitting in the back hatch where it was cold. On our route, we were trying to make a trip down a large hill when the track became like a sled, with ice on a slope moving down a hill. My driver lost control of the vehicle as we began to move across the highway. We lost control. As we edged toward the other side of the road, the track began to turn over sideways to the left when all of a sudden we came to a complete halt. All we could do was brace ourselves. If the track had turned over, we would have plummeted to our death, falling down a gorge at least 100 feet. When we were fully stopped, the track was off the entire right side, and the roof of the track had hit a lone tree. And this was not a large tree, but it certainly stopped the track from rolling down this gorge. The driver and I could only position ourselves inside the track, bracing ourselves for a horrible end. I remember it like slow motion as we began to flip over to our left when suddenly it just stopped right there in mid-flip. We literally was sitting with the whole of the track tilted against the tree. The whole right side of the track was lifted way off the ground. Later, I couldn't help but think of the Riddler who found Batman and would meet his band of criminals in a tilted room. That's exactly. I opened the back door, and our fake casualty, who was riding in the back on a litter, came out from the back, throwing up as he thought his life was over. It was a sight to see as the track was literally on its way to rolling sideways down this gorge. This was the only tree in the entire area. We hit it dead center. I thanked the Lord for his presence and for the tree. We needed a miracle. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 to 11 states, but we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And many of us can remember a time when time itself kind of stands still. These occasions make a great reminder why we should always be prepared in our faith, because we are not promised tomorrow, but we place our trust in the Lord, and He does work miracles. The tree of life, literally. I remember our maintenance crew that had to recover our track from its position, resting on that tree, and how they reacted to the lock that we somehow survived. For me, it was not luck. It was prayer. James chapter 1, verse 17 states, all good living and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. O my God, I adore Thee, and I love Thee with all my heart. I thank You for having created me, for having made me a Catholic, and for having watched over me this day. Pardon me for the evil I have done this day, and if I have done any good, deign to accept it. Watch over me while I take my rest, and deliver me from danger. May Your grace be always with me. Amen. Integrity is so important. Honesty is a must. I was raised that America were the good guys wearing the white hats. We were the good guys. As Americans, we should always give our country a positive image. More like being a Catholic, we should always give our faith a positive image. God our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to Your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Reclaim this land for Your glory and dwell among Your people. Send Your Spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Open their minds to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Remind Your people that true happiness is rooted in seeking and doing Your will. Through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, patroness of our land, grant us the courage to reject the culture of death. Lead us into a new millennium of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Virgin Mary, Mother of fair love, Mother who never refuses to come to the aid of a child in need, Mother whose hands never ceases to serve Your beloved children because they are moved by the divine love and immense mercy that exists in Your heart, cast Your compassionate eyes upon me and see the snarl of knots that exist in my life. You know very well how desperate I am, my pain, and how I am bound by these knots. Mary, Mother, to whom God entrusted the undoing of the knots in the lives of His children, I entrust into Your hands the ribbon of my life. No one, not even the evil one himself, can take it away from Your precious care. In Your hands there is no knot that cannot be undone. Powerful Mother, by your grace and intercessory power, with your Son and my Liberator, Jesus, take into your hands today this knot. I beg you to undo it for the glory of God, once for all. You are my hope. O my Lady, you are only consolation. You are the consolation God gives me, the fortitude of my feeble strength, the enrichment of my destitution, and with Christ the freedom from my chains. Hear my plea. Keep me, guide me, protect me, O safe refuge. O safe refuge. Psalms 20, verse 5, may we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Psalm 60, verse 4, thou hast set up a banner for those who fear thee, to rally to it from the bow, and the great banner that we have in America. O glory, our flag, our beautiful flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo. Beside the Texas flag that she waved on today. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Because she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
God bless America. I was there in the winter of 64, when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. I died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace, for every fallen sun. Set my spirit free, let me lay down my gun. Sweet Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waited in the blood of Omaha's shores. 21 and scared to death, my heart pounding in my chest. I almost made the first sea wall when my friends turned and saw me fall. I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud as I lay there dying from a loss of blood.
For spacious skies, for embers. majesty upon the fruited plain.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for spacious sky. Amber waves dream, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood and sea to shine as well.
Now and at the hour of our death.